Kai Tak, Vincent, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. The report is tabled as document number 6. We have our 14th meeting on the 14th of January. Well, in essence, we have four items to report. One regarding the multipurpose sports complex at Kai Tak. So the task force was presented with this updated progress of the proposed multipurpose sports complex by the Homes Affairs Bureau and the Architectural Service Department. Well, the task force noted that, well, this is a important icon for Kai Tak. Well, and how it will be implemented will substantially affect the vibrancy, sustainability, and connectivity of the waterfront. In fact, member has actually, during the meeting, stressed the importance of connectivity, particularly also the interface between the sports complex and adjoining development, such as the waterfront park, well, closely related to sports complex as well as the harbourfront planning of the Kai Tak area. Well, I will not go into detail about what have members commented. Well, at the end, well, the task force has no objection to the project and suggests that the Homes Affairs Bureau should gauge public view on the activities and facilities to be placed in different zones of the sports complex, as well as its connectivity with neighborhood area. Second, regarding the environmentally friendly linkage system stage 2 public consultation, well, the Kai Tak office and the CEDD during the meeting briefed the task force on the view collected during stage 1 public consultation on the proposed EFLS. Well, member also made comments while recognizing the need for a elevated transport system to enhance the intra and inter-district connectivity of Kai Tak area. Well, members actually raised concern about visual noise impact as well as the financial sustainability of the project, drawing from overseas experience. A member also raised comment about, well, concern about the 21 meter above the bridge structure above the Khao Phun Thong Typhoon shelter. So, well, to summarize, the task force supported the Kai Tak office to conduct the feasibility studies and request that the feasibility of alternative mode of transport apart from the EFLS should be assessed in the study. Item number 3 is related to infrastructure work for development at the southern part of the former runway. We were presented with this stage 2 infrastructure work. Particularly, well, we have very intensive discussion on the proposed road D3, which involved the construction of a noise barrier, well, in the form of a landscape deck planned to connect pedestrians. So this is a very interesting integrated design that involves pedestrian connection, involving landscape, and involving civil work such as noise barrier. To do this in an integral manner, well, a lot of efforts need to be done. And in fact, more than expected, you know, well, coordination between the LCSD and the transport and the CEDD highway departments, because, well, this is not just a noise barrier but also a landscape deck and also a pedestrian connector. And I have used a iPhone analogy to describe the things, which is not only a telephone, not only a computer, and not only a camera. So it involved integrated effort of departments. And thanks to the Kitech office from CEDD, who actually, after hearing our comments, take very active role in coordinating with other department, and finally doing something that is really out of the usual, constraint. And I think that this is bringing new, shedding new light to our urban environment. Item number four is the extension of cycle track network at the Kitech development. Well, we are presented with the initial cycle track network's extension system proposal and the proposed implementation approach. We generally welcome the proposed extension of cycle track network within Kitech district, which to an extent realize public aspiration for cycle tracks along Victoria Harbour front. Of course, there are concerns raised by members, particularly whether that dedicated cycle track might segregate the open space. So, and it was also agreed that the Harbourfront Commission should contemplate on the issue of promoting shared use of promenade, as the chairman has rightly pointed out in the very beginning. So in conclusion, the task force supported the proposed extension of cycle track within the district and asked the Kitech office to proceed with the cycle track study and respond to member concern at the next stage. Thank you, Chairman.
Wow, a lot of work. Well done. Paul?
First of all, I'm not sure who drafted this report, but at the EFLS, to suggest that there was support twice in the text is, I think, a misrepresentation of the discussion. I think that the task force was very strong in their condemnation of this project and did not at all support anything related to this project, and that's how I remembered most of the discussion, because I was surprised by how strong everybody else felt about it, because I thought I was the only one that didn't agree with that project, and I felt and I found that everybody in the meeting didn't agree with this project. So I'm actually very surprised with this, the way this is written here, that we actually support the EFLS. That is not what the task force had agreed and had concluded. So I'm very surprised with that one. So I want this to be noted today that that support was definitely not, and I think that that text should be reviewed. In terms of the cycle track, shared promenade was absolutely supported as a great idea, as a way forward. We all supported the extension. But, you know, I made the point again that the we have to do the cycle, the network of cycle routes from door to door, from station to the door, from facility to the doors of the housing estates. We got to have a full network. Otherwise, we're going to have, and it's got to be routes and not just tracks. We can't limit ourselves to physical tracks under the current Highways Department standards. Because if we do that, the network will be limited. It's going to be segregating, but also it's going to end at places from where then the kids have to walk and push their bikes, which won't happen, so they go over the road and are going to get killed. So we've got to have a full network of the routes door to door, and we've got to get past this stage, because Kitech is a fantastic opportunity. It's flat to get the cycling, and it gives many destinations for the kids to go to, from home to anywhere, cruise terminals, sports fields, wherever they're going to go to, and all of them are going to be on the bicycle, because the tracks will be there, so we better make sure that this route well works, and that the parking at the station, the parking at the homes, the parking inside the housing estates, not outside the housing estates, are going to be properly provided for. So let's make this an example of doing a really good cycling solution and not, again, limit ourselves to the track network. Thank you.
Okay, connectivity. Let me just take Maggie, and then you can respond. Yeah. Maggie?
I do agree that we... I mean, I'm quite surprised about this. We did agree that we needed to optimise intra and intra-district connectivity in KTD, but I certainly don't remember recognising we need an elevated transport system in any shape or form. That was not a general view. We did agree that they should go ahead with the feasibility study, I agree, but we didn't necessarily support it. We agreed it could happen.
Okay, thank you. Winnie, do you want just
Okay. Since the report is drafted by the Secretariat, I need to clarify. The conclusion is said that the task force supported KTO to conduct the feasibility study. And in view of members' concerns raised at the meeting, and indeed requested that the feasibility of alternative modes of transport apart from EFLS should be assessed again in the study. So I think the conclusion is accurate, though perhaps members may have diverse views and also have some concerns, which I've actually put it down in the report.
Yeah, Winnie, I don't think there's a problem with your conclusion. I think it's the introduction to the second paragraph that seems to be causing concern. Anyway, let's take it away. We don't need to debate it here. Let's take it away. And if there's a need for just to correct that or to change that, let's take it away and we'll listen to the task force recording. Thank you. Vincent, yes, sure, please. Sure.
I think I need to put the record straight.
Sure, please.
Right, as chairman of the task force. I think it has been the commission stand that, well, the harbour district need to have proper connectivities, right? So I think, well, there is actually a need to enhance intra and inter-district connectivity of Kai Tak District, right? So whether it's an elevated or on-grade or whatever, underground, underwater, well, in the water or whatever, well, can be a subject of discussion. But I think that the point that the intra and inter-district connectivities need to be kept.
Yep.
Right.
No. Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
But I think it's literally the first sentence. Yeah. Anyway, we will take it away. Don't worry. We'll take it away, and to the extent there's a need to clarify, we will do so. Right. Anything else? No. Okay.